Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and today we will be learning Sefer Melachim Bey's Perek Yud, Chapter 10. Chapter 9 concluded with the assassination of the kings of both kingdoms, Malchus Yehuda and Malchus Yisrael, and also, of course, the death of the evil Izebel. But we recall that the Navi Yonah had told Yehu that he was charged with the removal and punishment of the entire house of Ahav, and that he was to remove the pagan worship of the Baal. And in Perek Yud, Chapter 10, that is exactly what he does. He will wipe out the entire family of Ahav, and he will destroy the Baal and its priests. How will he do this? He begins by sending a message to the city of Shomron. Verse 1 tells us that Ahav had 70 sons in Shomron. The Mincha Ketana tells us that the Pasuk stresses this to inform us that they were Ahav's sons in every way, evil and corrupt, just like him. They will not die only for the sins of their father, but for their own. Yehu sends a message to the leaders of the city. You have the army, the horses, the cavalry of the whole city of Shomron. Feel free to choose any of these progeny of Ahav to place on the throne and fight for your master's house, basically challenging them to fight back. In verse 4, Vayir'u me'od me'od, Vayomru, Hine shnei hamlachim lo amdu lefanav, ve'ech na'amod anachnu. They feared very much and they said, behold, these two kings did not stand in front of him. How on earth would we stand? And so in verse 5, they send a message to Yehu. Avadecha anachnu, we are your servants. V'chol asher tomar eleinu na'aseh, whatever you tell us, we will do. Lo namlich ish hatov ve'inacha aseh, we will not crown one of them. You do what is good in your eyes. Now that he has been promised cooperation, he tells them in verse 6, if you want to show me your loyalty and that you are listening to me, I know that you have 70 sons of Ahav there. Bring me their heads tomorrow to Yisrael. Petrified in verse 7, they immediately act, kill them and send the heads. Yehu displays this in Yisrael. And in verse 9, Vayihi baboker vayetze vayamod. In the morning, Yehu stands outside. Vayomer al kol ha'am, and he says to the assembling nation, Tzadikim atem, hine ani kasharti al adoni ve'ehargehu, umi hika es kol ele. You think you are so righteous, and I am evil for rebelling against my master, and I killed him? But who killed all of these? Rashi explains, you are horrified by my behavior that I killed Yehoram and Ahaziah, and you think that you are tzaddikim and I must be evil, for I killed the king. But look, I only killed the kings. I didn't kill all of these people. What does this mean? Verse 10, De'u efo, then now you need to know, ki lo yipol midvar Hashem arta, that nothing of the word of God will fall to the ground. Asher diber Hashem al beis Ahav, that God has spoken about the house of Ahav. Vahashem asa es asher diber, Hashem did as he spoke, biyad abdo Eliyahu, in the hands of his servant Eliyahu. Recognize, this is not me being power hungry. This is Hashem finally exacting punishment from those who so deserve it. And Yehu continues in verse 11 to wipe out anyone from the house of Ahav he finds in Yisrael, their leaders, their priests, leaving no remnant. And now in verse 12, he begins to go to Shomron, the capital. There he meets relatives of Ahaziah. Hayamim, it tells us that they are Ahaziah's nephews. Remember, because of Yehoram's marriage to Ataliah, the daughter of Ahav, these are also descendants of Ahav, and therefore he kills them as well. Verse 15 and 16 then records a conversation between Yehu and someone whose name is Yehonadab ben Rechav. And he goes from there and he finds Yehonadab ben Rechav coming to meet him and he blesses him.
Is your heart straight like my heart is?
Yehonadab says yes and yes. Tina es yadacha, lift up your hand, v'yitenyado, he gave his hand, v'yaleyu elav al merkava, and he brought him up to the chariot. V'yomer lecha iti, he says, come with me, u'ei b'kinasi l'Hashem, and see my vengeance for God. V'yarkivu osob rechbo, and he rode him in his chariot.
reminding us again that Yehu is acting for Hashem, and that that is the way good and moral people saw him and processed his behavior. They supported him and understood what he was doing. In verse 17, now in Shomron, Vayavo Shomron, Vayachas Kol Hanisharim La'achav B'Shomron, Ad Hishmido, Kidvar Hashem Asher Diber El Eliyahu. He arrives in Shomron and he hits all those remaining of Achav's family in Shomron until he totally destroyed them, like the word of Hashem that he spoke to Eliyahu. Again, repeating, perhaps to remind us, this is the vengeance of Hashem, so deserved, so long in coming. And now, Yehu behaves very cunningly. He needs to destroy all those who serve the Baal. How is he going to do this? In verse 18, Vayikbots Yehu es kol ha'am, vayomer alehem, Achav avadas habal ma'at, Yehu ya'abdenu harbe. Yehu gathered all the people and he says to them, Achav served the Baal a little, Yehu will serve it a lot. He explains that the reason he was successful in beating the family of Achav was because they hadn't served the Baal enough. He, Yehu, is going to do a much better job, and he needs all the real, sincere worshippers of the Baal to come and support him. In verse 19, he invites all the worshippers of the Baal, all its priests, to come for a great sacrifice. Let no one be absent. Ki zevach gadol li lebaal, kol asher yipakeh lo yichyeh. Verse 19, I am making a great sacrifice to the Baal. Anyone who is a true worshiper who is missing will not live. I need to show the Baal that we are serious. Again, the end of verse 19 reminds us, Yehu asa be'akva. Yehu was acting deceitfully. Leman ha'aviris ovdei ha'baal. He was just trying to destroy the servers of Baal. And so in verse 20, he announces a huge holiday for the Baal. And in verse 21, Vayishlach Yehu b'chol Yisrael, v'yavo'u kol avdei ha'baal, v'lo nishar ish asher lo ba, v'yavo'u beis ha'baal, v'yimalei beis ha'baal peh lepeh. And Yehu sent through all of Israel, and all the worshippers of Baal came, so that there was not a man left that did not come. And they came into the house of Baal, and the house of Baal was filled from one end to the other. And again, Yehu begins with wisdom. Malbim explains there are always tourists, people who are just there to watch, curious bystanders. He wants to make sure that he knew who were the true worshippers, and so he told the actual worshippers to wear their special costumes that they used to wear to worship. Again, pretending, we want to make sure that we are serving the Baal the right way so that the Baal will be pleased with us. And then he told them in verse 23, Vayavo Yehu v'Yehonadab ben Recha beis ha'baal, vayomer la'ovdei ha'baal, chapsu uru'u pen yesh po'i machem me'avdei Hashem, kiyem ovdei ha'baal levadam. Yehu and Yehonadab come into this house and they say to all the worshippers of Baal, look around and check. Do not let anyone stay here who is merely a servant of Hashem. Only true servers of the Baal can remain. Again, pretending that as a faithful Baal worshiper, he wanted no fakers, no Ovdei Hashem, those who served Hashem. Only true Baal worshippers welcome here. But in verse 24, he secretly tells those guarding outside, make sure to kill every single one. After the service, let none escape. And once they finish their service, Yehu gave the command, kill them. And then in verse 26, Vayotziu es matzvos beis ha'baal v'yisrafuha, they took out all the altars of the house of Baal and they burnt them. And they set it afire in verse 27, and they turned the house into a public bathroom. Verse 28, Vayashmid Yehu es ha'baal miYisrael. Yehu totally destroyed the Baal from Yisrael. Reading this parak, we are impressed. Yehu did everything right. He got rid of the bad guys. He got rid of the evil they had caused. He had cleaned Shomron from idol worship. He made a huge Kiddush Hashem, a sanctification of God's name. He had followed the instructions to the nth degree. But then comes Pasuk Chavtes, verse 29. Rak chata'e Yeravam benevat asher hachati es Yisrael lo sar Yehu me'acharehem. Egle hazahav, asher beisel v'asher bedan. only the sins of Yerovam ben Nevat, who had made Yisrael sin, he did not turn away from them. Those golden calves that are in Beitel and Dan. Really, Yehu? Come on! How could you do this? You were anointed by a Navi. You were given a mandate. And you spoke so eloquently about how you were doing it all for Hashem. How could you just fall into the same destructive patterns of all who came before you? So there are a few different ways we can look at this. The Gemara Sanhedrin quotes Abaye, Bris Krusa Lisvatayim. There is a treaty made with lips. We live in a world where people believe talk is cheap, it's just words, words don't matter. But we know that speech does matter and has an effect. And Abaye explains that we need to be so careful with the words that we speak. And Yehu had said in verse 18, Achav avad es habal ma'at, Yehu ya'avdenu harbe. Achav served the Baal a little, Yehu will serve it a lot. In other words, Yehu had declared himself an idol worshiper. That is something that is forbidden to do and is brought down halachically. And Abaye traces his ultimate failure to that moment. But Tana Deve Eliyahu brings down that when Yehu became king, Kevan Shabali de Gedula Umalchos Az Kelkel Ma'asav. It is only when he became king that he corrupted his ways. And in Yalkut Shimoni it adds about Yehu, it is said, Vayishman Yishurun Vayivat. The Jewish people got fat and they kicked. Or as the quote attributed to Lord Acton, power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. But we who have been so hopeful, maybe there is finally hope for Malchus Yisrael to return to truly be the nation of Hashem. We are so bitterly disappointed. But he did get rid of that evil house of Achav and the worship of the Baal, and Hashem lavished great praise on him. Verse 30, Vayomer Hashem el Yehu, Ya'an asher hativosa la'asos hayashar be'inai, k'chol asher bilvavi asisa leves Achav, b'nei revi'im yeshvulacha al kisei Yisrael. Hashem says to Yehu, since you have done good in my eyes, like everything that I wanted, you did to the house of Achav. Therefore, four generations will sit on your throne. Even though in verse 31, V'yehu lo shamar l'leches b'toros Hashem Elokei Yisrael b'chol levavo, lo sarme al chatos yiravam asher hachatias Yisrael. Yehu did not guard to go in the path of the Torah of Hashem, the God of Israel, with his whole heart. He did not turn away from the sins of Yeravam, who had caused Bnei Yisrael to sin. Again, we expected more from him, and there are consequences. Verse 32, Bayamim haheim hechel Hashem lekatzos b'Yisrael. In those days, Hashem began to cut off parts of Yisrael. Vayakim Chazael b'chol gavul Yisrael. Hashem allowed Chazal to smite them in all the borders of Yisrael. Min hayarden mizrach Hashemesh es kol eret ha-gilad, ha-gadi v'ha-ruveni v'ha-menashi, me'aro'er asher al-nachal arnon v'ha-gilad v'ha-bashan. From the Yarden on the eastern side, the entire Eretz Gilad, the areas of Reuven, Gad, and Menashe, from Aroer until Nachal Arnon and Gilad and Bashan. But for greater context, it's important to return for a moment to Malachim Aleph, when Hashem gave instructions to Eliyahu about those who will follow him. So we turn once again to Malachim Aleph chapter 19, verses 15 to 17. Vayomer Hashem elav lech shuv ledarkacha midbara damesek uvasa umashachta es chazael lemelech al aram. Hashem says to Eliyahu, return to your way to the desert of Damesek and come and anoint Chazael as king of Aram. Ve'es Yehu ben Nimshi timshach lemelech al Yisrael ve'es Elisha ben Shaphat me'avel mecholat timshach lenavi tachtecha. And Yehu the son of Nimshi you shall anoint as king over Yisrael, and Elisha the son of Shaphat from Avel Mechola you shall anoint as a prophet in your place. V'hayah ha'nimlat mecherev Chazael yamis Yehu v'hanimlat mecherev Yehu yamis Elisha. Whoever escapes the sword of Chazael shall be slain by Yehu, and whoever escapes the sword of Yehu shall be slain by Elisha. this rampant idol worship and straying from Hashem is finally going to be punished. Elisha killed those boys back in chapter 2. Yehu has wiped out the house of Ahab, and now Hazael will start to kill as well. Remembering Elisha's tears at the moment Hazael was told he would be king reminds us of the excruciating pain this man caused our nation. And then in verse 34 and 35, Yehu dies, is buried in Shomron, and his son Jehoahaz rules in his place. Altogether, we find out in verse 36, Yehu has ruled 28 years in Shomron. Not bad for a Zimri, don't you think, Izevel? Thank you for studying together, Li'iloi Nishmot, Imahoteno Hayikarot, Esther Oppenheimer, Aleha HaShalom, and Sarah Schenker, Aleha HaShalom, each deeply devoted and proud to transmit their family's Torah legacy to the next generations.